Hi guys, welcome to 7 Keys to Succeed as a Salesman, key number 4. This is Martial Champagne. See you in a minute. How to become a customer-oriented salesman. One of the things, you know, we talked about, go to your customer, be there, listen to their needs, be passionate. And the fourth one is obvious, I'm pretty sure for everybody. But boy, it's common sense for me, but I guess it's not common sense for everybody. But it's obvious. Act as if you are selling to your best friend. Because the customer in front of you is going to bring you pay. Your money is paying you. You want to be a friend. You don't want to be pushy. You don't want to try to sell them something that they don't need, because they won't come back and they won't refer you as a salesman. They won't refer the company as well. So you're an hindrance to the company, and you're an hindrance to your life and to your success if you're trying to be pushy in any mean or way. Let's say you're selling a car. Sell the car as if you were selling to the president, or if you were selling to your mother-in-law, or you are selling to your best friend. How would you act? What would you do? How would you think? You need to be close to your customer. You need to do the extra mile, you know, to try to get the best deal that they can get. And you need to make some phone calls, maybe, to try to find that. You know, you can tell them, I don't have what you're looking for, but let me do some phone calls. Let me try to find it for you. Let me refer you to one of my friends or one of the competitor, maybe. And if you're doing that, boy, they will be so impressed by you. Your name will be everywhere. You'll be a top seller. They will come back to you for other things if you're not able to sell them something right away. So act as if you are selling to your best friend. Do the extra mile. Try to get the best deal. Don't try to get the best commission. Try to get the best deal. And your name will spread like a crazy fire. And people will come to you. There may be 20 sellers on the floor, but that's you that they're going to find, they're going to look for, because you are the exception. You are the exceptional seller, salesperson, because they feel like you're a friend to them, that you care for them, that you're not there only for your pocket, but you're there really because you're passionate, you believe in your product, and you want to serve them best. So that was my fourth key. Act as if you are selling to your best friend. That's it. Keep listening, guys. Few others to come. And remember, guys, this is basic. This is easy. This is even common sense. But it works.